As a member of the Kirkland community that has cared for an aging loved one, I know firsthand how challenging caregiving can be. So, as former mayor, a resident of Kirkland, and as a family member, I'd like to invite you to take time to get to know more about a heart-wrenching problem we face in our community. This problem often wears a cloak of invisibility and is called elder abuse. The program you are seeing today will focus on neglect and self-neglect, two forms of elder abuse. These issues are highlighted because while physical abuse is the most obvious and recognized form of abuse, neglect and self-neglect are the most common and most difficult to spot. At the end of this program, you will hear more information about how to spot and stop elder abuse. As a community member, you have an important role to recognize signs of abuse and neglect, and to intervene when a vulnerable adult is in danger.
Today, you will see examples of neglect. Harriet and Amelia, both are seniors living at home, one with family and the other alone. Harriet and Amelia could be a member of your family, a friend, acquaintance, or your neighbor. Elder abuse affects people from all walks of life, and it even happens right here in Kirkland and in every other community in the United States. There are many misconceptions about elder abuse. Most people think it only occurs in nursing homes at the hands of strangers. But contrary to popular belief, the majority of victims have an ongoing, trusting relationship with their abuser. Except for cases of self-neglect, nearly all elder abuse is considered family violence. This is because people most likely to abuse vulnerable seniors are spouses and adult children. As a family member or friend, finding the balance between respecting an older person's autonomy and intervening before the situation becomes dangerous is very difficult. Family caregivers who neglect their loved one may insist the person didn't want to bathe, go to the doctor, change their clothes, or eat. But if serious consequences occur, a caregiver may be held responsible if the older person didn't have the ability to understand their options and couldn't take care of their own needs. Harriet is a retired professional tax accountant. She lives alone in her three-bedroom Kirkland home. At 83, she has been thinking it might be time to hire some help around the house, but she isn't organized enough to arrange the services she needs. Harriet can no longer mow the lawn, and the neighbors complain about her overgrown yard. Harriet can no longer hear as well as she once did, so knocks on the door and phone calls often go unanswered.
Johnson's office, and I was just calling to let you know that you had a doctor's appointment today. If you could please call us back at 555-7532. This is the third appointment in a row that you've missed, and
it's very important that you get back to us and come in to see us soon. Thank you.
With her daughter living out of state, Harriet is on her own. Things are beginning to deteriorate quickly. If it wasn't for the Gatekeeper program, injury or illness might not be far around the corner for Harriet.
Hi, I was just calling with some concerns about an elderly woman named Harriet Martinson.
Okay, let me take down the information. M-A-R-T-I-N-S-O-N or S-E-N. S-O-N. All right, what is the problem?
Oh, come in, come in. Are you from the doctor's office? I just got your message.
The doctor's office?
Well, just come on in. I know I missed an appointment with you people this week, but you see, I bought my granddaughter a present, and then I couldn't afford to get a taxi to get to Dr. Johnson's office. However, I get my Social Security check next week, and I promise I'll be in to see you. You know, I have lots of my prescription left. I only take it every other day, and guess what? It lasts twice as long.
Well, actually, I was referred by the City of Kirkland's gatekeeper program. Your postal worker noticed you were having a rough time lately, and I wanted to check on you to see if I could help.
Oh, well.
Now let's see if we can't figure out a way to get you to that doctor's appointment.
Dr. Dahl, you have a call from Adult Protective Services. Harriet Martinson's caseworker is on the line.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dr. Dahl. Oh, yes, you wanted to know about Harriet. Well, she does have some mild memory loss, and she needs help remembering to take her medication. She could probably use some help keeping up her house. Her arthritis is severe enough to slow her down. But I see no reason why she can't manage her own affairs. Well, granted, she does have some memory loss, but she seems to compensate pretty well by making lists for herself. She's definitely able to make her own decisions. With a little help from her daughter and a home helper, she should be able to continue living on her own for quite a while.
Harriet is isolated, struggles to take her medicine correctly, get to her doctor appointments, and maintain her house. These are all signs of self-neglect. The Gatekeeper program plays an important role in identifying vulnerable adults, including Harriet, who are isolated and in need of assistance. When Harriet is offered help, she accepts, and her quality of life improves.
Come in, come in.
Thank you.
Great. Come on over. Sit down.
Thank you so much. So, Harriet, how's your new helper working out?
Oh, wonderful. Everything looks better around here now. Mm. You know, I'm ashamed to say, I never really noticed how bad things had gotten. Mm. I knew I was behind on a few chores, but I guess it just happened slowly, and I just didn't notice.
Now, that can happen to the best of us.
You need fresh eyes to see these things, and I want to thank you so much for your help.
Amelia moved to Kirkland a few years ago to live with her daughter, Laura, who owns a small condominium. Her daughter was worried about her mother's declining memory and thought she would be able to take better care of her if they lived together. Laura promised her mother she would never put her in a nursing home and is bound and determined to keep her promise.
Okay, Mom, gotta run. But help yourself to anything in the fridge. And don't forget about the sandwiches and the cut-up fruit I made last night. Are you going to be okay, or do you want me to fix you something for breakfast?
No, I'm not hungry.
Laura is divorced with two children living out of state. She works during the day at a shop in Kirkland. She tries to go home on her lunch break to check on her mom, but sometimes the shop is too busy for her to get away. So she has made arrangements with a neighbor, Virginia, to check on her twice a day. Virginia volunteers part-time at the senior center and is usually able to check on Amelia before and after her shift.
John, you love it. about your white wife, right? All right, I think it's time to hear your wife's secret confession. Julian, you came here today to tell your husband something.
Every night, well, 3 times a week, we'll make our way to the table.
But today, of all days, Virginia has extra work to do and cannot check on Amelia until much later in the afternoon. Several hours go by, the longest hours of Amelia's life.
Amelia, sorry I'm late. Amelia?
Steve Van Hosker, your question. If a tree falls in the forest.
Amelia!
Amelia has a right humeral fracture, which will require surgical intervention. The labs have been reviewed. She is dehydrated and somewhat malnourished. She has a urinary tract infection, which will be treated with antibiotics. She appears unkempt. She has oral ulcers. Her nails are long, with a dark matter caked underneath. Amelia's primary diagnosis is Alzheimer's dementia. Amelia is at a stage in her life where she needs constant monitoring. She should never be left alone. She either needs better supervision or she should move into a facility that can take care of her. And this case has been reported to Adult Protective Services for follow-up.
Hi, my name is Jane and I'm from Adult Protective Services. May I come in for a few minutes to talk to you?
Am I in trouble?
No, but we do have some important things that we do need to talk about. Thanks.
I've always promised Mom that I would never put her in a home. That's the thing she fears the most. I try to do my best to take care of her. I put food in the refrigerator for her, but she just doesn't eat it. She insists on wearing her dentures at night. I always tell her not to, but she just does it anyway. She's so stubborn. I try to get her to take a bath during the day, and she won't do it. And then in the middle of the night, she gets up and goes to the bathroom and tries to take a bath, but then gets distracted and leaves the water running. It just doesn't make any sense. I am exhausted. I can't even get any sleep. We're super busy at work. Mom doesn't have any money. I'm barely making it financially too. I wish I could hire someone to stay with her, but it's outrageously expensive. The neighbor checks in on her from time to time, but
Amelia has Alzheimer's disease, and checking in on her from time to time just is not enough supervision. It's not safe to leave your mom at home for any amount of time. In fact, leaving her alone in her state is considered neglect.
Neglect? Neglect? Yes. How can my mom be neglected? I love my mom. I'm just trying to keep my promise.
Well, since she has Alzheimer's, she won't remember to eat or drink, and she probably won't even remember to look for food in the refrigerator. That's why she was so dehydrated when she was seen in the emergency room. And it led to her urinary tract infection and also her fall. I believe you're trying to do the best for your mom, but in these circumstances, even your best efforts aren't good enough. And that's where we come in.
What? To come in and scold me?
No, no. To come in and to help improve your situation. There are services, financial programs that your mom might qualify for. And I would like to help you access these services. You're not in this alone. We can make this work.
Laura, how are you doing?
Oh, good, good. Right, Mom?
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, thanks for getting everything set up. You know, I really had no idea that there were programs to help people like us. I thought we were on our own.
No, we're here to help, and you'll call anytime you need me, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Appearances can be deceiving. Harriet was neglecting herself and her home. This raised many concerns about her own competency. But with further information, we discovered she can make her own decisions. With a little extra help, Harriet will be just fine living in her own home. Self-neglect includes behavior that threatens one's health or safety. For example, refusing to take medication, leaving the kitchen burner on and unattended, not bathing, and not accepting obviously needed help. Even though Harriet agreed to accept help, many seniors turn down offers of assistance. When someone rejects obviously needed help, professionals can evaluate whether the senior has the ability to understand the consequences of their decisions. If the person does understand the consequences, they have a right to make their own decisions, even if others disagree with them. However, if a vulnerable adult is found to lack mental capacity, meaning they do not understand the consequences of their decisions, Adult Protective Services may be able to intervene by going to court. In this situation, a judge may appoint a guardian to look out for the senior's best interests and help them get the services they need. Guardianship is always an intervention of last resort, but it is available if there are no other options. As for Amelia, she seemed to be living in a near-perfect situation with her daughter. However, because she had such severe memory loss, she couldn't manage on her own and was actually neglected by her daughter. Neglect can be active. This includes careless, indifferent, or malicious lack of attention by a caregiver, withholding care or necessities that harms the older person they care for. This kind of neglect may be motivated by financial gain, reflect interpersonal conflicts, or indicate emotional problems in the caregiver. Neglect can be passive, as in the case of Amelia. Passive neglect involves the failure to provide needed care or supervision to a vulnerable adult. Passive neglect may happen because a caregiver is uninformed, stressed, or ill. It can also be caused by a lack of resources, such as medicine, transportation, and money. If you notice any of the following signs or symptoms, you too may be witnessing elder neglect. Here's what to watch out for. Signs of self-neglect. Hoarding things. Leaving the stove on but unattended. Keeping spoiled food or not having enough nutritious food in the house. Living in unsanitary or unsafe conditions, such as no heat, improper wiring, or no running water. Being confused or bewildered. Failing to take medications. Failing to seek medical treatment. Ignoring personal hygiene. Consistently avoiding housekeeping. Failing to pay bills. Not coping well with change. Refusing obviously needed help. Signs of neglect. Dehydration. Malnutrition, poor hygiene, pressure ulcers or bed sores, untreated medical problems, inadequate supervision, agitation, crying, depression, withdrawal or despair, inadequate or lack of health devices like hearing aids, dentures and walkers, Contractures, a shortening of muscles due to inactivity.
It was a tough day for everyone. Luckily, help was just around the corner. Harriet and Amelia, very different people, yet both beneficiaries of the same social safety net for seniors. You have the power to remove the invisible shroud covering elder abuse and protect those who may not be able to look after themselves. If you think someone is being abused or neglected, please pick up the phone and call a professional for help. While it may seem like it's none of your business, you can rest assured that elder abuse is everyone's business.
To report elder abuse and neglect, call 1-866-END-HARM. In an emergency, dial 911. For information about community programs, call Evergreen Information and Assistance at 425-899-3200.